You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
And good morning, and welcome to the WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. I am Chad Holmes, joined by Ian Welsh. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Chad.
We will have more with you coming up in just a little bit, but first, we have a special guest in studio here this morning. Very happy to welcome Cheryl Martino from NAMI Northwoods here in Wausau. Cheryl, thank you for coming on by.
Thank you for having me, Chad.
Absolutely. And I think folks who've been tuned in have heard a lot of messages during our commercial breaks from NAMI Northwoods, learning a little bit about it. One other thing is, whenever I'm driving home, I'm going down Grand Avenue, I always notice it over there on the right-hand side. I'm heading towards Weston. But it's really nice to have you here. And thanks as well for a couple weeks ago stopping on by during our open house as well.
Oh, you're welcome.
Well, let's first of all talk a little bit about NAMI Northwoods. I guess I'll ask you the biggest open question possible to start it off. What is NAMI Northwoods?
Well, NAMI Northwoods is the local affiliate of NAMI Wisconsin and NAMI National. There's more than 650 local affiliates throughout our 50 states of NAMI National. And we held our first annual membership meeting in May of 2017. And and here we are.
That's not very long, actually. No. It's a fairly new organization, and I guess you know what it is. What is the biggest focus? I think a lot of people. Again, I really have enjoyed hearing the commercials because I think a lot of people when you see NAMI, it doesn't jump out what exactly it is. Yeah. But I've started to learn a little bit more about it. For folks who say, "Hey, you work at NAMI Northwoods. What do you do? What is the purpose of it?"
So we advocate at the local and state level for mental health resources, changes in legislation to improve mental health resources and laws that can improve the lives of people with mental health illnesses. We also sponsor Raise Your Voice clubs at the high schools and middle schools in Marathon, Lincoln, and Langley counties. And our main focus is also to provide educational classes and support groups for families and individuals who are dealing with mental illnesses.
What is your role at NAMI Northwoods?
I am the part-time office specialist, and I also am an education facilitator for some of our classes.
Let's delve in a little bit deeper, because the whole idea of mental illness, and I said this to you off the air, that somehow in this era, for whatever reason, there is a sense that somehow, whether it's through a loss of a job or a loss of health care or a loss or some sort of other issue in one's life, that somehow if you just work a little bit harder or dig yourself up or grab yourself by the bootstraps, you can make it work. Mental disease, mental illness, and the words disease and illness, it's not a case where you can just will it away, is it?
No, it is. All mental illnesses are a biological illness, no different than a cardiovascular disease or diabetes. They are brain diseases, brain disorders that have to be treated, or they will not get better. And some of them can get better. And sometimes people can eventually go off medications for them. But more serious mental illnesses like schizophrenia, bipolar disorder, and some others, those are generally considered lifelong illnesses that have to be managed with medication and assistance from other resources and psychotherapy.
I was looking at your website, and for folks who want to go to your website, it is NAMINorthwoods.org. That's N-A-M-I, Northwoods.org. And there was a line right at the very beginning that kind of jumped out to me. It said, Mental illness can affect persons of any age and can occur in any family. They are not caused by bad parenting and are not evidence of a weakness of character. I think that was very straightforward. That I imagine that sometimes it's hard for people to ask for help. That there's they'll look in the mirror and they'll feel like, well, there's something else I can do.
Yeah.
No, that's not the case, is it?
No, I mean, you know, it just depends on, you know, the person's situation. Sometimes, you know, depressive episodes and anxiety are short term and the person can manage and on their own, but oftentimes not. And symptoms get worse.
Let me jump in real quickly because I just popped into my mind when you talk about different circumstances. How do you know what level you are? Because I think you kind of hit on the head that I think all of us have moments where, you know, you're either up or you're a bit down. That's different than true disease and illness in this case, isn't it?
Yeah. It's my understanding that, you know, if your symptoms are lasting longer than 2 weeks, especially in depression and anxiety, and things are not getting better, that's a time when you would definitely want to go in and seek some help with that, with your primary care provider first, and see what their recommendation is.
Let's talk about some of the ways that your office helps, because if somebody was to stop in and say, what are the services that you and your teammates offer here in Wausau? What are some of the services that NAMI Northwoods here in Wausau do offer?
So in our office, we offer three support groups. We offer a peer support group, and that is a support group for anyone that is living with any type of mental illness to join. All of the services we provide, I should mention, are free. We don't charge anything. And we have a family support group that is for family members who are dealing with a loved one with a mental illness, and we have a survivors of suicide loss support group. And as the title refers, that is for individuals who have lost, sadly, a loved one or a friend to suicide.
We will have more with Cheryl Martino of NAMI Northwoods here in Wausau coming up at 7:22. More of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow coming up next on 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
It is the WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow here on 98.9 WXCO. Along with Ian Welsh, I am Chad Holmes, and this morning we are talking to Cheryl Martino of NAMI Northwoods about mental health and some of the resources that NAMI Northwoods is able to provide to folks here in the central Wisconsin area. Suicide, and I think mental illness as a whole, there's an unfortunate stigma around it, isn't there?
Yes, unfortunately.
Could you talk about how you and the folks at NAMI take that? Because I think the people that probably come through your doors feel that stigma. It could be because a family member did take their own life. And there's something, again, about that and just generally about mental illness. It's treated so differently than other illnesses, isn't it?
Yeah. It's maybe sometimes thought of as kind of like the invisible disease. There isn't a test, a blood test. There isn't an X-ray that you can do to definitively determine what, you know, the mental illness is. It's only by symptom. That's what, you know, a psychiatrist and medical doctors will ask, well, okay, what are your symptoms? What are you feeling, thinking? What else has been going on? So it's very different than someone with diabetes who is actually having some other types of physical symptoms.
You could have a sheet of paper from a doctor that says, here, we ran these tests and here's what we see.
Sugar's high, your blood sugar's low, your blood pressure's high or way too low, your cholesterol. The lab test.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not the case with mental illnesses. A psychiatrist relies pretty heavily on symptoms being reported by the patient as far as feelings, thoughts, behaviors,
At the same time, changes in mood.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, there are different ways of handling it, correct? In terms of there are medications, but there's also in terms of the meetings and also that those kind of ways of trying to delve into it. How I imagine that that's one of the big part of your jobs is in terms of trying to figure out the right course of action. Is that difficult?
We offer, support services and education.
Sure.
So we're not doing any diagnosing at all. None of us are licensed to do that. But we can refer people who call to other resources in the community. You know, if they're not happy with one psychiatry office or another provider, or they just don't know where to start, we have a list of all the various providers. And we have, the knowledge of our own staff and what we've been through and family members have been through. We share that with people. I have a background in social work, so I use that information and skills to help people.
Again, we're talking to Cheryl Martino from NAMI Northwoods here on 98.9 WXCO. In terms of the free aspect, I imagine that because that you have your doors open, the folks that can come in and not have to worry about a bill, that the encouragement would be there to think, if you think that something that NAMI Northwoods offers, whether it's the meetings or just whether someone to talk to find out a little bit more about how you're feeling, don't hesitate. Because sometimes people, whether it is a physical illness, sometimes you have symptoms for something that, and you'll just say, I just don't feel very well. You push it off and think, and then you wait when it could be helped earlier. And it can. And I think with an illness, emotionally and mental illness, it's the same idea that if you wait longer, it makes it, you can find maybe some solutions to issues if you come in. And I think one of the aspects that is so vitally important is you don't have to worry about having that big bill.
Right. Yeah. The support group, I think the support groups are wonderful. It makes you feel like you're not alone. Mm. Even if you're other people in the support group have different diagnoses. You're still having some similar struggles, with maybe not feeling like your medication is always working or finding a job, because many of the people that do have mental illnesses are working. The vast majority are working. So it's disheartening to hear people say that, you just need to get a job.
Right. Connection has to be vitally important, isn't it? I mean, that's what it sounds like. Mm-hmm. Having that connection in terms of mental health issues is so vitally important, isn't it?
It is. The feeling that you're not alone, which is another one of our slogans in NAMI, there's hope that you're not alone, is true when you are in these support groups or classes and you hear the struggles and the stories. People do say they come away feeling like there's a relief that they feel like they now know other people out there that are dealing with similar struggles.
And so many people do have to fight this alone, don't they? I mean, there really is a case where, for whatever reason, they have to basically take it on themselves, and it can be overwhelming.
Very overwhelming, yes. And one of the things we're trying to do in the last couple of years at NAMI Northwoods, because we live in such a rural area, and we cover three counties, Lincoln, Langley, and Marathon, is to offer some of our classes via virtual. Mm. So if you have a computer and the internet, you can join our support groups, and we can mail the information, the class materials to you, or you can download them and print them yourself. So that's something we're trying to do to reach more people
And that's kind of the bottom line, is trying to reach as many people as possible. Because sometimes you think about it, you know, we think about, because we're located right here in Wausau, that it's not that hard to get down to Grand Avenue and go through your doors.
Exactly. But
for other people within this multi-county area, that, you know, any way that you can somehow get yourself closer to them is such an important aspect.
Yes, definitely.
Coming up at 7:52, we will have one more segment with Cheryl Martino of NAMI Northwoods. Again, talking mental health and resources here in the Wausau area. I am Chad Holmes, along with Ian Welsh. It is the WXCO Morning Report. We will have an information update, including the farm report, coming up next. And then more of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, 98.9 WXCO. I was feeling something wasn't WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO. Chad Holmes along with Ian Welsh. And this morning we are talking about mental health and resources available here in the Wausau area. NAMI Northwoods, located on Grand Avenue in Wausau. And we are talking to Cheryl Martino of NAMI Northwoods.
One of the things that I've talked about with other members of nonprofits is the challenges. These are free services for people that need the services at right now and not have to worry about the payments of it, but at the same time that you do need funding. And this has been a challenging, I would say, year for nonprofits, because you see a lot of questions, whether it's at the federal, state, local levels, whatever it may be. How are things with NAMI? And I know that probably that the support that you get from local groups, organizations, mm-hmm. but also the funding you get from other governmental aspects has to be vitally important. Has there been, for lack of a better term, stress within that area for your group?
Yeah, we don't have any federal or state funding. Mm-hmm. I don't believe we ever have. It's all been...
Can I jump in real fast?
Sure.
Why is that? Because it seems as though it would be worthy spending. For my understanding, is it something that your group has not attempted to get, or is there a reason? Because it seems as though it would save a lot of money by having an organization like yourself aiding folks within the mm-hmm. within their communities. And it's just not here in Wausau, as you said. This is something that's around the state and around the country. But why is that?
That's a big question. I've never been involved a lot in that aspect of our organization. But what I do recall is that there isn't a lot necessarily out there for a local group from state and national funding.
Sure.
NAMI Wisconsin and the NAMI National have gotten grants and funding. As a result of some of the changes recently, they've lost some of that funding. But fortunately, they still have their major corporate sponsors.
Is there anybody here in central Wisconsin you'd like to mention in terms of aiding your organization?
The Green Heck Foundation, definitely. CoVantage Credit Union. Rogers Behavioral Health has been recently an excellent partner. Gosh, and WXCO, we appreciate the work you're doing with us. Those are just a few.
Let's get back to, I think, the nitty-gritty of how you help. For folks out there who may feel like, hey, they need somebody to talk to. They want to maybe find out more about why they feel the way they do and kind of delve into it. What are the ways, again, that they can take that step? What are the things that folks out there who may be tuned in, what are maybe one of the first steps that they should be thinking about using in terms of your group?
Well, they can call us at our office. They can check out our website where there's a lot of great information out there, as well as our schedule of support groups and our schedule of classes. But if they just want to call and talk to somebody, we can certainly do that just over the phone.
Fantastic. And again, something else I was looking at on your site. There's so many different ways that NAMI does get involved at the national level, try to get involved in policy, because that is important. And it is important for whether it's specifically with your group, but other ways of getting help for mental illness, to be able to advocate for people and their families, of course. And I think that's one aspect as well, that if you're a member of a family maybe somebody, not the person that is actually suffering through the mental illness, you're a great mm-hmm. resource for those folks as well.
Yes, and they are great advocates for their loved one and the entire community of people with mental illness. Those family stories, sitting down with a legislator, is very important, very impactful. And I would strongly encourage family members to consider going to Madison and contacting their legislator, writing a letter explaining their situation mm-hmm. and how change in the laws, if they feel necessary, would be helpful to them and many other families.
And there's a helpline. I think we should mention the number here, because there's a NAMI helpline
yes.
where you can just be personally talk to somebody, have somebody respond to any
yes.
questions or requests, and get information out there. The NAMI helpline is 1-800-950-NAMI, N-A-M-I, which is 6264. What we will do is, what we do every day on our program is, we have a show page. And as part of the daily show, we have our podcast so people can listen to it. But also, if you go there for today's program, we'll have a link to the website. We'll have that number on there mm-hmm. as well, and be able to get you some information on taking that step forward. So don't be afraid to make that phone call, correct?
Absolutely. Do not be afraid. You're not alone.
Is there anything else that we should touch on before we wrap things up?
Well, there's been an increase in mental health concerns at a younger age. And I want to shout out to all the students in our area and the schools who have supported them in their Raise Your Voice clubs. That the rollout of those clubs is hopefully going to change a whole generation of young people and their thoughts about mental illness mm-hmm. and the stigma that surrounds it and leads to a negative outcome oftentimes for people because they are afraid or embarrassed to seek help.
Yeah, that's vitally important. That's a very good point, because hopefully, as we do get older, we're able to, through experience, be able to handle certain
yeah.
situations and maybe know the right ways to get some answers. Sometimes as a kid, boy, it can feel like you feel the walls coming in. You have nobody to talk to. And
yes.
It can lead to, obviously mm-hmm. some very difficult circumstances as well. But again, Cheryl Martino, thank you for coming in. Thank you for the work that you and NAMI Northwoods do each and every day. And again, located on Grand Avenue in Wausau. Specific address do you have at the top of your head?
1942 Grand Avenue, Suite 2.
1942. Again, I notice it. That's a good thing that I notice it when I'm driving down Grand Avenue. So, folks, and again, you can also call that NAMI helpline at 1-800-950-6264. And again, we will have that information on our show page. Hopefully, you or other members of your team over at NAMI Northwoods will get a chance to talk further about the work that you're doing. So, such very important work. Thank you again for stopping by our studios this morning, and have a great rest of your day.
Thank you, Chad.
Absolutely. Again, Cheryl Martino from NAMI Northwoods.
We will take a quick break, then get you back after an information update, news, weather, and sports at the top of the hour. Back to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, and then we'll be back at 8:22. Ian will be with us for the Number for the Day quiz and a whole bunch more. It is the WXCO Morning Report on 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
And welcome back. It is the WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO, WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. I am Chad Holmes, along with Ian Welsh. Ian, we have not had a chance really to talk a whole bunch with you this morning.
It's been a very busy show.
Well, Cheryl Martino from NAMI Northwoods, very important that folks know about these free services that are available. If you're somebody that is going through some difficulties, and if you are a family member, somebody you feel like has some sort of mental illness, it is an illness, it is a disease. And we are very fortunate to have NAMI Northwoods here in North Central Wisconsin. Please take advantage of their services. Again, free services. Go to our show page. Go to WXCO.FM, and then you'll see on the right-hand side news. And coming up in probably about 45 minutes or so, you'll be able to see today's podcast. Mm-hmm. It'll be WXCO Morning Report with Chad Holmes for Wednesday, October the 29th. Just click on that. You'll be able to hear the podcast. You'll have a link to our YouTube video, but we'll also have links to NAMI Northwoods. We will have the phone number. You can call in if you have questions, if you need help in any way. Just get you the information, and please take advantage of that. So again, thanks to Cheryl Martino from NAMI Northwoods for joining us this morning to talk about what they do over on Grand Avenue in Wausau.
Your mental health is very important.
It certainly is. And what's going on with you? Anything? Because as I said, we have not given you the opportunity in front of the mic very much this morning. Is there anything on your mind?
It's hard to believe, but we are only, five rehearsals away from our first performance for Sweeney Todd, which our director was making very clear last night. So it's time to focus and
lock in
and make sure that we, keep improving and keep getting better. Because, let's see.
Have you ever had a dream where you're in a show and you knew none of the lines? I've had that dream. I have literally had the dream where I'm doing a theatrical production, and it's a performance night. And I have not just some of the lines, but none of the lines. I mean, I have literally have nothing and about to go out there and on stage with nothing. I mean, that is, I think, the ultimate nightmare for a performer. Have you had those kind of dreams?
I have had a dream similar to that. The only difference was I knew all the lines, but because of my stutter, I couldn't get them out.
Oh, yeah, I think it's a similar type.
And for me, as a person who stutters, I think that's actually worse than forgetting your lines, because if you came and get your lines out and you're like getting caught on your words as an actor, that's actually very terrifying.
Let me ask you.
Only a dream, though.
Let me ask you, because I remember the first time that I saw you perform, and I know your history with your stutter. How did you do it? How did you do it? How did you get to the point when you first started performing and continued up to this day, that you're able to do where it's like you're out there, and I think most people would not even know that you have a stutter. You just go out there and you perform at a very high level. How did you do it?
Well, honestly, it wasn't easy. When I was a kid, I was very shy, and I couldn't get very many words out. But I got involved with the theater at an early age, like probably middle school and a junior high, my first shows, and that would help to get me introduced to a theater. And then as I kept doing more and more shows, I was able to make some good social connections, and I was able to get more confidence. And then once I entered high school, I was able to get some additional resources for my stutter, and have like speech therapy to focus on strategies to help me get better. And then when I went to college at Stevens Point, I was able to, I went to speech therapy for many years, and I was able to practice and using those strategies in certain situations, especially with theater. And I kept up the practicing, I kept getting confident, I kept making friends, I kept putting myself out there, trying different things, challenging myself. And all these years later, I am a totally different person than I was back in middle school. And I can honestly say that theater has absolutely transformed my life.
And I think that's a lesson that I hope many people out there take and learn from, because it really is a case where if you put yourself out there, maybe sometimes you'll succeed, maybe sometimes you'll fail, but definitely you'll learn and you'll move forward in your life.
From failure, you learn.
Yep. And you'll be able to have memories to last a lifetime as
Absolutely.
Well.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, let's go into our number for the day quiz to wrap things up for our part of the program this morning. You are 0 for 2 this week.
I got some work to do. Yes.
All right. Well, of course, we are under 2 months away from Christmas. And our number for the day is the number of Christmas trees currently being grown in the U.S.
Okay.
And these are, they aren't all going to be cut this year. There's some that get cut in the future. I will tell you this.
Okay.
35 to 40 million are cut each year, but that's not as many as are being grown because you got to stay ahead of the curve. So 35 to 40 are going to be cut this year, but how many are currently being grown in the U.S.?
Okay.
Your choices are 350 million, 450 million, 550 million.
You know, I'm going to say 350 million. Final answer.
All right. For every real tree harvested, 1 to 3 seedlings are planted the following spring. It takes the average Christmas tree 7 years to grow, so that means 350 million are currently being grown in the United States. So you're 1 for 3, exactly where you should be at this point.
Very good. All right. Very good.
So you have a chance to get that passing grade tomorrow.
Oh,
get Thursday nice. And Friday, you'll be able to get a winning week. So we'll try to go for that.
Absolutely.
Have a good rest of your day.
You too, Chet. Happy Wednesday, everybody.
Nancy Stensel will join us tomorrow morning at 7:22. More of Pat Kreitlow next on 98.9 WXCO.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.